12th of December 2021. My name is Heidi and this is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast episode number 1438. Let's get to it with today's topic. Pleasant Goal will make a news movie. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. I decided to read the New York Times every day from start to finish. One of the best things that can happen when you watch a movie is to realize that this movie has become your new favorite. When you find this movie, I like it very much. It, you don't want this to end. About 10 minutes after the Fennel's Emerald exploded by a promising woman, I realized that this would be one of my favorite films. This is Fennel's first feature film as a director, a debut with an unforgiving purpose. The movies use a neon candy pink color. Its stars have an amazing selection of nail polishes, the soundtrack, the cast, the drama soaked in every shot. It doesn't matter if it's too close up of barely chewing gum. The general shot of a seedy overpass, or our horny heroine all work in unison to create a captivating film wrapped around Fennel's insane idea. The film argues that revenge can consume our souls and wipe out the parts that are capable of love and vulnerability. The writer also argued that the protagonist's trajectory plays on our fault for our voyeurism. We consume the footage that people like Bloom provide. We allow characters like him to rise in society. In an interview with Black Film in 2003, Farrell spoke about his expectations for the film, saying he hoped the film would make people laugh. At least these are some facts about The Elf with Will Ferrell that we all remember fondly. The 2003 film became one of Ferrell's first official starring roles since Saturday Night Live. In the same year, The Bishop's Wife, It Happened on Fifth Avenue, gave most viewers the first opportunity to see the greatest Christmas movie ever. These slapstick-inspired plots were reportedly created by brilliant animator-turned-director Frank Tashlin, but it was Hope and Marilyn Maxwell's who co-starred Hope and Marilyn Maxwell's with the then-new Silver Bells, which secured the film's place in the film canon. Chances are you've seen most of these movies before, but that's the joy of having an enjoyable movie. These inspiring films have made me better, often helping me to believe in myself and find the bright side, no matter what happens in my life. In truth, most of us do not want to participate in the stunts that can be found in action movies. The point is, and you can imagine it, that Cage says he's bad when he's not working. I don't know of many actors who could make the statements he does and avoid being punished for them. This movie will make you think about when you didn't talk and when you talked too much. This movie will stop you from doing anything, stop pretending, and finally listen to your own voice, not your thoughts, but your heart. It will make you think about what you want and how to do it without looking at what you can't do or what is wrong. Watch this movie if you have lost faith in yourself or want to remind yourself, everything is interconnected. Think of it as a movie about relationships and how much less energy we spend on improving our relationship, but more focusing on the anger, dislike, and flaws of others. Films, to understand that each of us is unique, and for our best role to shine, we need to find a different approach. A film that will make you look different from your children, other people and yourself. A film with so many layers, and how you see it, will depend on your consciousness and openness. You can believe the film because it is filmed in such a crude manner. The car scenes filmed at night use the same technique, red and white car headlights with a subtly illuminated car. It is understood that Taxi Driver, filmed 5 years later, contained footage of cars clearly inspired by the cars of The French Connection. Some of the music is also based on the setting, so it comes from the plot of the film itself and does not violate the theme of reality. Music is used only when it does not interfere with the structure of the film. For example, most of the scenes in the movie just work with dialogue and city noise. In other words, things look simple at Pixar, even when hundreds of people have been working on a project long enough to get some of the loans for baby production. However, apart from Cars 2 and its various derivative works, Pixar has never produced a bad film. But many errors can be fixed by some simple post-production editing adjustments. Don't be intimidated by mistakes. Some of the best new video editing technologies are based on them. If you are just starting video editing, these tips will help you. Figure out how to avoid common editing mistakes and make your final work more beautiful. That's why we've put together a guide to help you find you before you even start editing. Let's say you use screen recordings to give instructions or train new employees. You can watch the movie over and over again. It's easy if you have a cable subscription in December when it's always on, and you never get it. Essentially, the film is a tense and slow thriller, dramatic in soundtrack and exaggerated brutality. Its story, crude characters, places, color and rhythm all merge into a very dark but very familiar reality, one that has shaped nearly every crime film since its inception. This film is as vital, lively and connected with the holidays as more traditional voices, inviting other filmmakers to rethink what a Christmas movie can be, and telling about the importance of human kindness as much as the one that leads the story. List, the film itself is essentially a big chase scene that follows Popeye in his cat-and-mouse game of catching a thief. However, there is a nice comic twist in the middle of the movie that brings soul to life when it was just starting to drag on, and it's best not to spoil it here. This film provides an opportunity to see how everything would have been if everything had gone differently. The passage of 1 year gives way to a potential fresh start for the next, for those who can make it on the other side. I'm one of those people who watch movies and think Mulligan earned an Oscar for Best Actress for her role as Jenny, another up-and-coming young woman, in the 2009 film Education.
Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.